From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Shadow of Doubt by Wayne Barton and Stan Williams. Now, let's begin with Shadow of Doubt. From the journals of Edwin Spivey. I was cold and hungry and $6 shy of penniless when I boarded the night train south of Dallas. The train didn't string to more than 3 cars and a blind baggage, with hardly anybody riding that night. The only other person in the car was a stringy old man. He sat alone up front, staring out the window at the scattered nightlights as the train flowed along south for Waco. As soon as I saw him, I decided. Even before I knew who he was or what he was carrying or who he worked for, I came up the aisle toward him, not even caring whether he might be one of them that was after me. And I decided. His white hair looked soft as new cotton. That hair made me think he was old. As I came closer, though, I could see his skin was like smooth, tanned leather, the way I'd expect of a man in his prime 50s. He saw my reflection in the window and looked up at me with those eyes that couldn't have faded much from their young man's bright cornflower blue. He invited me to sit. I sat. We visited a little until I learned what he was, the Reverend J. Wallace Melton. "Ed Spivey," I told him. "That's proof, giving my true name. That shows I meant to from the start." "Where's your church from here?" "I'm the presiding elder for the Dallas district," he explained. He was some kind of leader for a bunch of churches without being preacher at any of them. I didn't pay much attention because that wasn't what I wanted to know.
"I'm looking for an old friend from these parts," I told him, watching close. C.D. Hall.